Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Prosecutors in Connecticut have decided not to retry a 45-year-old murder case involving a member of the Kennedy family.
There will be no second trial of Michael Skakel for the 1975 murder of his 15-year-old neighbor.
Looking at the state of the case, it is my belief that the state cannot prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Chief State's Attorney Richard Colangelo acknowledging the passage of time that one-third of the 51 potential witnesses are dead. The now 60-year-old Skakel was convicted in 2002. He served 11 years before his conviction was overturned. Martha Moxley's brother John says they still believe Skakel did it.
I don't think Michael Skakel is the devil. I think that he did something in a fit of jealous rage.
45 years ago to the day, Moxley was beaten to death with a golf club. Her body found the next day in the yard of her Greenwich home. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The woman who was shot to death in Paterson, New Jersey yesterday afternoon delivered a healthy baby boy before she passed. 31-year-old Remy Lee was 8 months pregnant and leaves behind two other children. Authorities say she was shot outside the Brooks Slote Terrace housing complex by the newborn's father, 30-year-old Donqua Thomas, who remains at large. No Halloween parade this year in the city, and no Halloween dog parade either, which is a total bummer. I had a blast hosting that last year. So what are people planning?
Ivory, shopping for a flash costume at Spirit Halloween with her five-year-old son Joshua, says she's keeping it all outdoors this year.
I Googled some events and that popped up. So we've gone to Randall's Island for Boo Bash. That's from 1 to 3, and then when we finish, we do a little bit of trick-or-treating.
The trick-or-treating, she says, will be done at stores in the neighborhood, not in a building.
So it could be me holding the bag, so when they give it, at least it's there. And of course, if it's wrapped candy, wipe it off when we get home or whatnot.
But this mom says no to the trick-or-treating, but yes to the dressing up.
Probably just go pumpkin picking. I mean, we're in the middle of a whole pandemic, so yeah, I just don't see the point in going this year.
But some adults here said even with the colds expected Saturday, they'll be going to some rooftop parties, not letting the pandemic get in the way. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
They are now seeing virus numbers in New Jersey that they haven't seen since May. 2,089 new positive cases yesterday. Governor Phil Murphy has warned of a second wave until CNN's New Day. He's at about a 7 or 8 on the anxiety scale over this.
It's not March, April, May, which was probably a 12 out of 10, but it's probably 7, 8. Everything's on the table. We continue to hope that we can use a scalpel. We had an outbreak in Lakewood a couple of weeks ago. We used testing, tracing, enforcement. We worked with the community. Lots of public service announcements, and that seems to have worked.
The Mets have a new owner. Major League Baseball owners voted today to approve the sale of the Mets to billionaire Steve Cohen. But that was the easy part. There was word the city could reject the sale over an insider trading scandal at Cohen's former hedge fund, although Cohen was never convicted of or charged with a crime. But in a move that was music to the ears of Mets fans, Mayor de Blasio released a statement saying the city law department completed its legal review and does not object to the sale. Cohen says his first act as Mets owner will be to donate $17.5 million to small businesses in the city and to expand the team's charitable foundation. A reminder from 1010 Winds that we change the clocks this weekend. Sunday morning at 2, we fall back 1 hour. That means an extra hour of sleep. In the U.S., Hawaii, and most of Arizona opt out of the clock change, as do the U.S. territories. A Department of Citywide Administrative Services employee has been arrested for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Investigators say 29-year-old Roberto De Los Santos was off duty yesterday when he tried to leave his car in a lot for NYPD transit employees on Fulton Street in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn, but was told by two officers that he couldn't park there. They say instead of moving his vehicle, he followed one of the officers and got into some kind of physical altercation, damaging the officer's car. Along with assault, De Los Santos is also charged with criminal trespass, criminal mischief, stalking, disorderly conduct, and harassment. The MTA Inspector General is out with a new report on overtime at the agency and says reforms are not happening fast enough. Carolyn Bacorny is blasting management for continuing to slow walk the recommendations from her office.
The agency's managements have been slower to implement reforms and to use new tools and data that are now available to them to help curtail the potential excessive or fraudulent use of overtime.
She says that includes the fact that they're still using paper timesheets and an honor system to verify worker hours, leaving a huge opportunity for abuse. On the other hand, the report also says overtime expenses have fallen by 12% so far this year over 2019. And while that is largely because of maintenance that was deferred during the pandemic, an MTA spokesperson says it's proof the agency has adopted the IG's recommended reforms.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.